Curiosity.
Hello everyone, I'm Patricia.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're here with a creatively disturbed Gilles Costa.
Hey.
He's a scientist that participated in the Roots of Curiosity project, which was actually a project that brought together scientists and artists to develop an object that was symbiotic. And it culminated with a performance where they could show their objects. And if you want to know more about the object that Gilles created with his pair, you should listen to the other podcasts with Gilles and Thiago. But today we're here with Gilles because we want to know more about his experience as a scientist in the project. So Gilles, can you first start by just briefly introducing yourself?
So I'm Gilles, I'm 32 years old. I have a PhD in neuroscience, which I barely finished a couple of months ago. So when I was doing this project, I was actually doing my PhD in neuroscience in decision making. Apart from being a scientist, I'm also kind of a designer. So that's the thing that I like to do graphical design and visual communication, and I guess I also did kind of some stuff on performances before.
So Gilles, so could you talk just a little bit briefly about what it was like to be part of a project that that so intensely made you work with an artist for a period of time?
So it was interesting because I paired with an actor, Thiago Barbosa, and as I told before, I also already did a little bit of theater during my university days, and but this kind of work with Thiago was a little bit different. So we did have rehearsals, but we didn't have like kind of a script to memorize. It was all based on performance, and this is an improv and performance. This is an area that I've never experienced before. And on top of that, this time doing theater, and because I started my scientific career, I had a bug inside me which made me analyze and which made me think about what I was doing with Thiago with more of a scientific perspective. And because that was also the challenge of the project. So it was a really nice, not a battle, but it was a really nice exploration of myself and of the métiers that we are both doing at the same time.
So you talked a bit about improvisation, and I think so as a scientist, sometimes you have to go to conferences, you give talks. Somehow there's also the stage where we have to act as scientists. I'm curious to think on your experience of being on stage, on the theater that you did before, but also in these Roots of Curiosity project. If you think the presence that you have to have on stage, the improvisation that you have to do, if it's very different in this artistic stage versus a scientific stage, or if you think they're similar.
Yeah, I think they are different in a way. Specifically because, and this I actually suffered a little bit in the beginning of my scientific career, when preparing for a presentation, I couldn't rely on the same tools that I would rely when I was, you know, doing the theater. Mainly because you cannot improvise, you cannot by creating something new when you are doing some scientific presentation. Basically, you're showing data and you're telling a story. But which has to be really coherent. You cannot jump and justify a big like conceptual jump or just like that. You know, so basically, I think there is room for improv in a scientific presentation, but it's really, really finite and diminute and constrained for the data, because you are presenting data ultimately and conclusions of your work. You cannot bullshit basically when you're. Or maybe you can, but you shouldn't. When you're doing some improv on stage, I mean, you mark specific steps of the story or whatever that you want to go through. So you know that you want to go from A to B to C. But between A and B, you're free to do whatever. From B to C, you're free to do whatever. Plus, what you do there, it might actually allow you to jump from A to D, and that's not a problem because you're creating something new and interesting. I think that's... So there's... And then, of course, your body language, your voice, everything that completely helps and from the theater to the scientific presentation. In terms of the speech itself, in terms of the discourse, it's completely different.
Okay, so let me reverse the question now. I mean, what I know about you, Gilles, is that in many ways you're a polymath. You've done theater, you're a neuroscientist, now you're working with science and graphical design. What do you feel that art has sort of, or has art helped you as a scientist? Or what can you take from art that might have helped you see science in a different light?
Well, myself, I don't think art, apart from this aspect that I just talked about, like the kind of training of being on stage that I think it helps me when doing presentations, in terms of my scientific path, I don't think art has done much, but I think basically because only now and through this project, I think, I discovered that it could be something that I didn't need to put apart. Let me explain. When I started doing science, and because there was a conflict within me that made me actually put apart art. Like because of this there was a struggle of realizing that, you know, that I couldn't be, or having the idea that I couldn't be as free as I was before because I was doing science, and science is something constrained which has to, you know, which has to base itself into very rational purposes and so on. So during my scientific path, I had the need to put the artistic thought to create a barrier between these two worlds. And now I reach my last years of scientific work, and I realize that I was just a fool, I was just a fool because if I had known, I could maybe allow myself to be in the same kind of creative thinking or process that I was doing, that someone does with art, and I could try to apply it in science.
So is that something that you would maybe say to sort of aspiring PhD students in science at the moment?
Yeah, I think I would say that. Like, I would say to try to find your inner artist, but you have to do this with the process, right? I understand this now because I went through this process with Thiago, and I realized that there is Thiago and others in Roots. I realized that there is this artistic process that allows you to discover new things, as it is the scientific process also allows you to discover new things. But this is a different kind of thing, of tools and of ways of preparing yourself and to think about stuff that really allows you to get to places where well, new places, right? New tools. So yes, if you are an aspiring PhD student, do, if you have the time for it, try to go, I don't know, try to have an art project with maybe someone. Try to think, try about doing, I don't know, a painting or exploring something, in trying to explore maybe the subject of your work, but using a different tool rather than science, and maybe you'll be surprised.
Thank you. That's a good suggestion, Gilles. So the last step of the Roots of Curiosity project was actually the book. So we all together had to write a book. We have texts from all the pairs that participated in the project, as well as the artistic directors and the curators and creators of the project. So somehow that was like some months after the performance itself. So how was the experience of writing or trying to put in words the experience of the project for you?
That was amazing. The writing of the book, I have to completely thank Tiago, my partner in crime, because he really took the thing with great seriousness. So basically, Tiago. So our part of the book is kind of a theoretical description of what happened with our object. Tiago started and created his part of the book. His chapter is like a master thesis for me. He was completely like really into the thing. And that's what I liked to work with this artist. And this relates to the previous questions, because these people, they really like to think. And when you gather people that like to think in an artistic way with people that like to think in a scientific way, we talk the same language because we like to think. So he basically created this masterpiece, and I was like, oh my god, like now I have to, you know, I can't fail this for him, because this is really good work. So basically his part was more of a conceptualization, theoretical conceptualization in the more of an artistic perspective, as an actor, as a performer, of what was going on, with no boundaries whatsoever, constrained by my scientific notions of it. And then my part was really like a paper, like a small introduction, a small methods, results, figures, and discussion of the results. So this for me was also very interesting, because it was one of the things that I got from the project, which was being able to work on something completely different from, almost completely different from what I'm working, and still apply the scientific knowledge into it. So that's what I ended up doing, and I think both of our contributions, they are not like personal perspectives. They are really theoretical perspectives on what went up there. One which is more artistic, could be a master thesis in theater or education, something like that, and one which is really related to decisions and decision making, and bringing analysis that one does in the lab to what happened in the stage.
Okay, so because we are just in the Roots of Curiosity channel, I guess just to finish, I want to ask a final question to Gilles. So these days, what is the thing that still drives your curiosity?
One of the answers could be you either are born with it or you're not. Or like if you are born with this kind of way of dealing with life, or if you are raised like that, I don't think that you lose this. So what drives my curiosity, I think it's my education, but the way that I was brought in and the way that I always lived in. So trying to know more, try to get more. And I guess that's it. It's just a natural thing, I think. And by not cutting my balls on that, I think that's what drives me, curiosity. Not preventing myself to being curious, it's what drives my curiosity.
Cool.
Great.
Thank you, Gilles.
Thank you very much. This is Sam and Patricia from the Roots of Curiosity channel and Creative Disturbance. Thank you again, Gilles, for your time today.
Thank you.
And we see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Roots of Curiosity.